Hi, it's Ken Morgan here again with a classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have another classic comedy. It's The Princess and the Pirate, starring Bob Hope. This is the first Bob Hope movie we've shown, and it features a lot of the elements of his best films, mainly his character as a lovable coward, and lots of gags. Many of them may not be familiar to you, since they refer to things that were very topical for audiences of that day. But don't have to worry about it. Just go with it, and you'll get the general gist of it. And if you want more details, you can always look them up later on. That's the advantage we have these days. Hope is also very conscious of the audience, even addressing us on a couple of occasions. Now that sort of leaning on, or breaking the fourth wall, is another familiar gag from his comedies of this era. Looking at the cast, you'll see a few familiar faces. Hope's co-star is Virginia Mayo, who we last saw co-starring with Danny Kaye in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Victor McLaughlin is here as the villainous pirate The Hook, and like his character in The Quiet Man, which we saw a few months ago, he plays a blustery bully out to take down our hero, though no one would confuse Bob Hope for John Wayne. And speaking of the Duke, his co-star from Rio Bravo, Walter Brennan, is also in this one, but he's playing very much against type as the nutty Featherhead. There's another familiar face in the cast, but I won't give you that person's name. You just have to watch the movie for yourself. Looking behind the camera, director David Butler had worked with Hope on two previous movies, the wartime comedy thriller They Got Me Covered, and the classic The Road to Morocco. Now we're working on showing at least one of the road pictures in the near future. We'll let you know how that turns out. In addition, there's scriptwriter Melville Shavelson, who'd worked with Hope on his radio show, and several of his other movies. This movie was a big hit at the box office, and was nominated for 2 Oscars, for Best Art Direction and for David Rose's musical score. And one more thing about the movie. This was the second of 2 movies that Hope did for producer Samuel Goldwyn, and it was, indeed, the last one Hope did for him. If you watch the movie, you'll understand why I've noted this. Now, if you've missed any of the previous movies we've shown, we still have links to them posted on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can let us know your comments and suggestions by calling us at 908-754-7885, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or posting them on our Facebook page. Thanks again for stopping by for today's movie, and we hope you enjoy it. And now, from Samuel Goldwyn Productions in 1944, here's The Princess and the Pirate.